Hey there, it's Michaela LaFrac. Heads up that we've edited this podcast episode a little bit for you. Skimmed the fat, boiled it down. Hope you enjoy.
Paved with good intentions and voter approval, there's a four-block stretch along Main Street in Winooski that's undergoing much-needed repair and new construction. As reported recently in 7 days, the $28 million Winooski Main Street Revitalization Project is fixing cracked sidewalks and potholes, improving infrastructure to shore up stormwater, sewer, and water main lines, adding a protected bike lane and making other upgrades. But one unintended consequence of all this repair is reduced foot traffic and fewer visits to restaurants along the route. Construction vehicles, heavy equipment, uprooted sidewalks, and general directional chaos amid detours is making it tough for a lot of food purveyors, especially newer ones hoping to gain a foothold and loyal customer base in the Onion City. And with us now is 7 Days food writer Melissa Passanen, who helped write the recent article on this issue. Melissa, thanks so much for being back with us.
Always good to be here. Thanks.
Winooski has always been a bit of a tight squeeze, geographically speaking. Can you give us a sense of what all this current road work means for someone just looking to pop into downtown to get a bite to eat somewhere?
Well, it's definitely a little less predictable. I think that's the hardest thing. I went, and my colleague Jordan, also food writer at 7 Days, went. And then we have a wonderful freelancer, Emilia Catanzaro, who helped us out. We all had different experiences driving there, and I think that's the way, or excuse me, getting there, because Emilia biked very smartly.
Yes, she did.
but I actually was fine and managed to like drive through down Main Street, no problem, and find parking. Jordan got stuck behind a truck, you know, but we all got there and had really good meals, and obviously we're here to say muscle through, because these little restaurants and global food markets need us. This is going to be a long haul for Winooski, not just this project, but then there will be the bridge replacement project. So they're looking at some sort of construction, you know, with seasonal breaks, which is really good for the winter through like 2029.
That's quite a stretch. But to be clear, you are seeing, and this was reflected in the article, there is a sort of a downturn for some of these businesses. So even though you were able to, as you say, muscle through, make the extra effort to get there, that's what has to happen, right? Because they are seeing a downturn in customers.
Yes, absolutely. The folks we talked with shared 30% to 70%. Folks may have read that McKee's Pub, which is not even in that stretch, mm-hmm. that's on the top of the Rotary. They closed this summer for good, citing, among other things, the downturn in traffic.
Longtime establishment, too, McKee's.
Yes, yes. So, you know, Tiny Thai, I talked with Paul Choshek, who is co-owner with his wife, Pui, and that's a very well-established business. He thinks they'll be okay, but they're seeing, you know, about 30%, he thought, down. His wife was in Thailand, and she has the numbers. But, and then we had other folks say, you know, closer to 50, 60% down in traffic. I visited Mountain Valley, which is one of the newer ones, opened summer of 2022. Dan Bahadur Chetri and his wife, Rosie Parda, have Nepali, that kind of food, Indo-Chinese, Indian curries. And he said, you know, he showed me on Google how it showed he was busier than normal, you know, how that little bar chart.
Sure.
And he looked around the little restaurant where I was the sole diner. I mean, maybe that's busier than normal, but I don't think so. And he said,
wow.
Yeah, it's really tough, especially if you're establishing yourself. Emilia went to Vermont Curry and Cocktails, which was previously Fusion. That's right across the street from Mountain Valley. And it has a new owner, Tul Narula, with Bhakti Dahal, who is the chef. They have sort of another pan-Asian menu, which includes some Vietnamese, Thai, Tibetan, Indian, and also cocktails. Mm. And she had samosa chaat and a chicken korma and said it was great. And she biked there in the evening. And Jordan talked to Wicked Wings owner, owner of Wicked Wings, and they do better, I think, in the evenings because there is no construction there, in as long as there's still space to park. But they're offering boozy milkshakes to go with their you know, bone-in sauced wings, et cetera, et cetera. So, and there's a lot of DoorDash, you know, people are ordering for delivery. But even Amelia spoke briefly with one a DoorDasher who said that she's frankly trying to avoid Winooski orders. So there's good food. There's a global menu there. Everything from chicken wings to pho. Also, Jordan visited with Fodang, which is a more established business. But the owner there said that she said it's worse than COVID, which is bad.
That's a pretty bold statement to say. I mean, you know, and you're talking about the more established restaurants like Tiny Thai that you mentioned, they may be able to sort of weather this storm.
Mm-hmm.
But the newer restaurants, it is tougher. It also seems like a lot of new Americans are trying to get these restaurants going. Is that the case that you've seen too?
Yes, definitely. Winooski is one of the areas where we do tend to see more of, you know, the rents are relatively lower than perhaps in Burlington. So yes, you know, that is definitely another motivation to get over there and support those folks.
Is the city doing anything to help these local businesses weather this storm?
I mean, they're trying. You know, what would be, of course, most help is financial help. And I spoke with the folks who are supporting downtown Winooski. There's an organization that connects the city with the businesses. And Melissa Corbin, the executive director, said, you know, they're working, they're brainstorming with folks who are involved, business owners, restaurant owners, residents. They're trying to follow what some other towns, Middlebury and Brandon, did when they dealt with long-term construction. But basically, Melissa said, park in the big parking lot, you know, off the circle. There's always spots there, and stroll over to your meal, which isn't a bad idea if you have the ability to stroll. That patch of Main Street's a little bit further, but never a bad idea to take an evening stroll.
Especially in the summer when the weather's not so bad.
Yeah, and there's a great, there are some very specific tips. We did a map of these locations, and there are some tips on where you can park. A couple of the restaurants have like behind parking, or the owners had other tips. So it's worth checking out the article to see those specific tips.
Yeah, we'll link to that article on our webpage too, because that's really important. And any help, like you said, has got to help, because you've got to make the extra effort. It sounds like you're going to be rewarded if you do so. I mean, you've tried this food, right? I mean, it sounds like it's pretty good.
It's good. I also discovered a little grocery store that I'd never been to. Hamra Sagamatha Grocery has amazing fresh vegetables, just beautiful. And the owner there, Dinesh Maidali, and his dad was also working there, said that they used to sell out. They used to be so busy on Fridays that Dinesh said he didn't even have time for lunch. And now he said, like, they're throwing out like half of the fresh vegetables because people can't get there. So if you're interested in cooking your own, beautiful long beans and peppers and chayote, which I think look like little Muppets, but my editor said, you need to describe that better. I said, all right, lumpy pear-shaped. But if you turn them sideways, they do look like a Muppet face.
Little edible Muppets. Yeah. That's not the worst thing I've ever heard. It's really interesting because on the one hand, this is part of the sort of revitalization of Winooski that's been going on for quite some time now. The city has really just welcomed new people, and it feels like it's growing and it's vibrant. But this construction is setting things back in this way. So I'm glad your article was able to point that out. But again, you're saying make the effort.
Yeah. It's just tough. I mean, everybody's still coming out of the COVID challenge, and new restaurants obviously aren't dealing with that, but they're trying to get on their feet. So yes, we do recommend. I mean, I love Winooski. There's many wonderful restaurants there, not just these, but it's worth going for sure.
I want to turn now to another feature in the recent issue that focuses on a man named Jules Rabin. He's 100 years old. He's packed a lot of living into that century. What can you tell us about Jules and why he's featured with a profile in the most recent issue?
Yeah, so I did this a few weeks ago. It was a cover story on Jules Rabin. And he and his wife, Helen, live in Marshfield. And they are most known, I think, for Upland Bakers. They were bread bakers. They were among the very first to do sourdough wood-fired, well, really the first to do sourdough wood-fired bread and sell it in Vermont. They started that in the late 70s and ran that bakery, tiny bakery, through the early 2000s. They were most known in the Montpelier, Plainfield, Marshfield area because they never made more than 300 loaves a week. They were not about getting big. They were about supporting their family. They have two daughters, now grown, still in Vermont. And just Jules and Helen, but Jules, who, as we said, turned 100 in April, just a fascinating man, a fascinating life. I can only tell you, he so much. He grew up really in close to poverty, first generation Jewish American. His parents were from Eastern Europe. And it was just, he's just a fascinating guy. At 100, still doing push-ups, still active in activism, peace activism, not baking anymore, but that was definitely why many people knew him. So please read that story. I just love Jules and everything he shared.
And my apologies, Jules, if you're listening, for getting your last name pronounced wrong. It's Rabin, not Rabin. It's funny because you mentioned the activism. I met Jules, this is way before I read your article recently on him. I was covering one of the pro-Palestinian protests that occurred early in the war with Israel and Hamas. And Jules was one of the gentlemen I interviewed there. He had been driven up there from Marshfield by his daughter.
But he still drives himself most days.
Does he really?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, it's really incredible. And, you know, he said, look, I am not a religious Jew, but I feel very proud of my Jewish heritage. And he was very upset with what was happening with the situation and very critical of the Netanyahu government, but really an incredible, incredible fellow. And yes, I do urge folks to read that article. Briefly, Melissa, we only have a few seconds left here. Can you tell us about any places opening or restaurants closing, you know, that you want to talk about?
Yes, important. We have many. You go look at our food news. But a new Switchback restaurant in the south end of Burlington, and that's coming up for Art Hop. You can go there. Mm. Meyer's Bagels is doing pizza on Friday nights. And I had a great fun time at Original Skiff, which is the new seafood restaurant down on Battery Street. I recommend the frozen gin and tonic and the clams on the half shell.
Ooh, that's frozen gin and tonic?
Oh my gosh, so good.
Quickly explain, please.
It's like a slushy, but it's a gin and tonic. What's not to love?
Oh man, there is nothing not to love about that. Okay, that is it for today. Melissa Passanen, thank you so much. Food writer for 7 days. Check out her latest work in the most recent issue. We'll have links to it at vermontpublic.org.